Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from James in Delaware with this problem. We were robbed in January, and the cost of items stolen well exceeded the insurance company's total reimbursement of 10%. Can we claim any of the non-covered loss in the 2009 tax year, and how? Well, James, that must have been a terrible experience. And naturally, policies have deductibles. Unfortunately, so has IRS. Before you can take a deduction for casualty losses, and thefts are included, you have to reduce the total loss by two factors. First, 10% of your adjusted gross income, the AGI, which is the last line on page 1 of your Form 1040, plus an additional $100. In the EA class this week, one of my students asked why the extra $100. Who knows? Ask your legislators why they dream up this nonsense. But let me give you an example of how this works. Suppose your insurance company didn't reimburse you for $5,000. Let's say you're a couple, both working, and your combined wages are $60,000, and you have no other income or adjustments. 10% of your AGI is $6,000, so you would have to reduce your theft loss by $6,100 before you could deduct a single penny. If the loss is only $5,000, there's no point in going through that exercise. Here are some resources to help you. Publication 547 explains casualty losses. Publication 584 is a workbook specifically to help you report personal losses. Section A of Form 4684 is where you would report the losses. Now, incidentally, if the loss had been for business items, there are no limitations on business losses. Those are reported on Section B of Form 4684. I hope this helps. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about casualty losses and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.